Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. On today's episode, we have another position breakdown as the Eagles get closer to NFL training camp. We talked about the cornerbacks 2 days ago. If you guys missed me talking about the cornerback position for the Eagles, some Kelee Ringo stuff, some Eli Ricks stuff, things of that nature, be sure to go back and take a look at that episode. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the most talented positions on the roster, that being the wide receiver position for the Philadelphia Eagles. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the show to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Thank you guys for always taking care of that for me. Got some great feedback on the last episode. People are back that the show has returned in time for training camp, and we are going to continue rolling along here with the receivers. So same deal as last time, going to name some names that I think will make the roster. I think towards the beginning of this, or I think towards the end of this rather, it's going to get a little dicey, but we will talk about all of those players. But starting off strong, at least, let me first say that I don't think the Eagles are carrying 7 receivers on the roster into the season. That's probably known information. I think they're only going to keep 6 guys, so keep that in mind as I go through the list here. But starting off strong, as we all know, Mr. 1K himself, always open, AJ Brown, of course, will be WR1, WR1A, however you want to rank it, but he will be the top guy going into the 2025 season. Despite what the numbers may say, last season, I think people are too caught up in last year's numbers after the Eagles went all in on the run game and let Saquon do his thing and all that. And people are looking at these numbers and saying, AJ Brown's not an elite receiver anymore. But don't let that stuff fool you. He is still among the NFL's elite receivers. Even so, that NFL executives had him ranked number 5 overall in their rankings. You know, they're doing their top 10 rankings for all the positions. It's causing quite a stir amongst the NFL fans. So AJ Brown was ranked number 5 on that list. He was ranked behind Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, for whatever reason. And then AJ Brown was there slotted at number 5. Now, I personally believe, if you ask me, I think he's number 3. I think Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson are like in their own like tier. Like, those two are just ridiculous. And not to say that AJ Brown in a pass heavy offense as like the main target, he could probably put up those numbers. Actually, I'm confident he could put up those numbers. But with the setting, with the situation that AJ Brown is in, I think he is the 3rd best receiver in the league when you put together his speed, his physicality, everything he is able to do, his dominance against man coverage and things of that nature. I think that he is the 3rd best receiver in the league. CD does a lot of stuff out of the slot, so it's kind of weird to rank him. He does a lot of his damage out of there, but CD is good. Tyreek Hill has been banged up, so I don't know if I even consider him in the top 5 anymore. That's a conversation. But AJ Brown, top 5, says ESPN, top 3, says me. But no matter how you have it, he is still an elite pass catcher in this league. He missed 4 games last year and still posted over 1,000 receiving yards for the 3rd consecutive season since he's been in Philadelphia. He averaged 83 yards per game. That was 5th best in the NFL last year. And he still made an impact even when he was playing. I believe the Eagles were undefeated when AJ Brown was in the lineup last year. I'm pretty sure that was the stat. AJ Brown, of course, is one of the best goal ball threats in the league, if not the best. He averaged 16.1 yards per reception last season, ranking 2nd among all wideouts with at least 80 targets, trailing only behind Detroit's Jameson Williams, who gets all of his yards off of deep passing. And I guess you know, end of rounds don't count against don't count for this yardage, but that's where Jameson is used. He's like a gadget guy, gets a lot of sweeps, gets a lot of jet motions, and then he gets the you know, the usual bomb down the field. And AJ does it all. He's not just a deep guy. So it's interesting to see that AJ has the highest yards per reception when you take Jameson Williams out of the equation. 25 touchdowns since coming to the Eagles. That ranks seventh most in the NFL over that span. So you put all of that together, AJ Brown is still very much one of the top guys in the NFL. You can argue between Chase and Justin Jefferson, because those are the top guys in their respective offenses. When you watch Jamar Chase and the things that he does, he had the triple crown last year and all these things. And Justin Jefferson obviously is Justin Jefferson. Eagles fans are very aware of who he is because he could have been here. But how he rectified that situation, I believe, with drafting Smitty and bringing AJ Brown here. And I think that, you know, one of my, I don't want to call it a hot take, but I think one of my one of my educated takes is that Jalen Reagor pick really was the best thing to happen to this Philadelphia Eagles organization. It taught Howie the right schools to take players from. It taught him not to overthink certain boards, and we've only taken game changers since then. So as detrimental as that was to that era of the Eagles and to the development of Carson Wentz, and however you want to look at it, that pick, I believe, propelled the greatness that we see from today's Philadelphia Eagles, if that makes sense. So it's funny how in retrospect you look at these things and you wonder how things could have been differently. Would Carson Wentz and Justin Jefferson, how many games would they have won? Would Smitty even be here? Would AJ even be here? Probably not, because you don't draft Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts is the one that brought AJ Brown here, and that domino effect. So it is interesting to think of where the Eagles would be in an alternate universe. But AJ Brown, top guy in the league, best receiver in the league as far as man coverage is concerned, and expect him to do great things in the 2025 season. Now on to the next guy who AJ Brown himself calls is another WR1, and I agree with that. You can say 1A, 1B, you can say they're both WR1s. NFL executives don't believe that he is even a top 10 receiver, because he wasn't even listed as an honorable mention in those rankings. He got some votes like on the outside, but he wasn't even listed by some of these league coaches, league scouts, whatever the situation is with these rankings. Devontae Smith was not on that list. And I don't know why, because he makes big time catches in critical situations all the time. Like, you know, like, look no further than the dagger, look no further than the one-handed catch in the Jaguars game last year. Like, he is a game riser, especially in the playoffs. He is a riser, and he makes, you can go back to college and see everything he did. Obviously he won the Heisman. So to not have this guy, I can understand top 10 because like there are some good names out there, but I think that he deserved to at least be listed as an honorable mention, especially considering the players that were listed ahead of him. Terry McLaurin, who's holding out right now, but he's a good receiver. Puka Nacua is top 10 for sure. Don't know why he wasn't even in the top 10. Brian Thomas Jr., very, very good year last year. Not better than Devontae Smith. DK Metcalf, can't stay healthy. Hasn't really made a lot of noise the last couple of years. You could make the argument between Metcalf and Devontae Smith, but of course I take Smitty. T. Higgins, I think Smitty and T. Higgins are in the same tier. And then Devontae Adams, who is on another different team with the Rams, and I don't think I'm taking Devontae Adams over Devontae Smith at this point in his career. But he wasn't even listed with those guys, and that is just ridiculous. Ridiculous to see. 68 catches last year, 833 yards. Again, these guys probably got caught up in last year's numbers, and this is what it's going to look like when the passing offense is 29th, 30th in the league, because they ran so much. But 833 yards last year, but did have 8 touchdowns. That was more touchdowns than Nico Collins, Garrett Wilson, Malik Nabers, Tyreek Hill, and C.D. Lamb. So touchdowns should certainly count for something. Smitty, the all-time leading receiver in the playoffs in Philadelphia Eagles history, 595 yards. When you look at players who have had more postseason receiving yards since Smitty has been drafted, only two of them have more than him. That is Travis Kelce, who's a tight end, and Mike Evans, who's been in the league forever and is on a ridiculous streak of 1,000 yards. So very, very good company for Devontae Smith to be in. And Kellen Moore utilized Devontae Smith well last year. He saw nearly double the amount of snaps out of the slot last season compared to the year prior. And I think that is something Kevin Petullo should continue to implement moving forward, because Smitty is shifty. His footwork out of any break, but especially out of the slot, can catch people off guard. And I think that you can take advantage of certain matchups when you use Smitty in different alignments. And I think Petullo has taken note of that, and I'm excited to see him continue to use Devontae Smith in that way in 2025. And if all goes well, he's healthy. I do think the Eagles are obviously going to continue to run the ball. You do that when you have Saquon Barkley. But I do think that they are going to throw a little bit more this year as well, as teams try to neutralize Saquon Barkley. And if Devontae Smith stays healthy, he has another 1,000-yard season. And I think he gets his first Pro Bowl nod this year. Has still not been named to a Pro Bowl. Pro Bowls aren't worth a whole lot, you know, these days, but it would be good to see him named to one, because these are the accolades people look at when they rank receivers and talk about who's better than who. And, you know, that would be a nice notch to put on Devontae Smith's belt. So looking forward to Smitty, as always. My favorite player personally on the team, Devontae Smith, because he makes a good name for skinny people like myself, that you don't have to be big and strong to make an impact. You can still make a difference in the frame that you have. So good stuff from Devontae Smith. Now, a player that a lot of fans, a lot of people, including myself, will have a lot of eyes on this season, Mr. Jahan Dotson, for a lot of different reasons. Number one, the Eagles didn't pick up his fifth-year option. Obviously, his production didn't warrant the price of the option. So he's in a contract year this year, and he's eager to show potential future suitors what he has. He's eager to bounce back after trying to get acclimated all of last year. He came to the team late, spent half the season trying to figure things out. And Jalen looked his way more late, especially in the postseason, had a few catches in the postseason, two catches for 42 yards in the Super Bowl, almost scored there. And I think Dotson is really taking this offseason seriously, and he is going to make sure that he is a factor in this offense, especially if they're going to be throwing the ball a little bit more. We forget that he was the number one option in Washington for a couple years, so he definitely knows how to make a difference. And with the full season, when he's comfortable with the playbook, Petullo doesn't veer too far off from Kellen Moore. I don't think he will. But those are factors that are going to go into Jahan Dotson's future. And if he wants teams to look at him and take him seriously as a number one or a number two option in the league, he's going to have to put up some numbers this year. And I think he is ready to do that. Opponents will certainly be looking for ways to take away AJ Brown and Devontae. So Dotson should have his opportunities there. But I'm very excited to see what he can do. I like the stuff that he showed in limited moments last year, and I think that he will certainly be get his chances in 2025. As he starts to look ahead to free agency and all that stuff, and tries to get a new deal in the future. People always play their best in contract years. I don't think I think Dotson is going to be another example of that.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
All right, so behind the top four guys, behind AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, you have your trio of talent right there. It gets a little dicey behind him. This is where things get a little tricky. Wide receiver 4, 5, and 6. You look at these names, and no names really jumps out at you. Like, yes, this is somebody you can count on if somebody gets hurt. But a guy that I think will, how do I word it? A guy that I think has a chance to revitalize his career in Philadelphia is Terrace Marshall Jr. And I will give him the nod here at wide receiver 4, mainly because for a number of reasons. Number one, Devontae Smith had great things to say about Marshall during minicamp, called him a big frame guy with strong hands, gives you a lot of versatility. I think that there is a role for him here in Philadelphia in this offense, because other than AJ Brown and perhaps Dallas Goedert, the Eagles don't really have that true big-bodied possession guy. You know, he's 6'3", 200 pounds. He's a good contested catch target. He has a good red zone grade via Pro Football Focus, a really good red zone grade there. 86? I have to get the exact number, but I know it was among the best. And I refuse to believe somebody with his talent level coming out of LSU, that's known for generating receivers, won't make it in the NFL Like even after lighting it up next to Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and that legendary 2019 team that was led by Joe Burrow, he had 731 receiving yards in only seven games before he sat out during the COVID year after those two guys left. So he has all the tools, and he certainly has the talent, and he certainly has the experience. I think the Panthers were awful while Marshall was there. I think he didn't get much playing time with the Raiders. I think that contributes to stunting your development. And I think that when you have a consistent guy under center like Jalen Hurts, I think you can get something out of Terrace Marshall. He has too much talent. He has too much pedigree, you know, and I think that he can certainly make a difference if going his way. And when you look at big-bodied guys, AJ is the only one that stands out. Now, obviously, Devontae, we've seen it multiple times. Devontae can go up and get it himself. But you don't really have that outside of AJ, that like 50-50 guy who you can throw to and he's still open. And Terrace Marshall, I think, can do that once he gets comfortable in the offense. Now, will he ever get comfortable is another thing. Is he too much in his head? How much confidence does he have? Those are all factors that go into camp as well. But if all those things check out, I think Terrace Marshall has a chance to really carve out a nice little role here in the offense when they go with four receivers and things of that nature. So I'm looking forward to seeing Terrace. He's one of the players I'm more excited to see how they develop this year, what the Eagles do with him, and how if Jalen ever targets him, because we know that he has a tendency not to look at guys that he's not comfortable with. We saw how long it took him to look at Dotson. We see how infrequently he threw to Zacchaeus and Zach Pascal in years past. So you really have to get Jalen's attention if you want to be thrown to in this offense. And I think Marshall has the potential to do that. So looking forward to that as well. So when you get to the bottom of this depth chart, you're going to start looking at rookies that were drafted last year. You're going to start looking at some guys who will be getting some opportunities in camp to try and crack the 53-man roster. And a guy I feel better about after this past week is Anaya Smith. I'm more confident about his chances to make the roster after what I heard this past week. For those of you that didn't see, AJ Brown put out a little vlog thing on YouTube working out at the link with Anaya Smith. And Anaya said that he is excited, explosive, and lighter heading into the second year. So this is the quote from Anaya. He said, "Since last year, I really didn't have the full offseason. But now I feel real good this year. I'm excited. I'm explosive. I'm lighter than I was last year. So I'm excited. I lost a few pounds for sure." He's not all that big to begin with. But if you can get faster, who am I to tell you? Now, for those that don't remember, Anais had a tough summer last year. He turned some heads in the final days of camp, but struggled to really get going. Hurt his ankle in the final preseason game. He opened the season on injured reserve. And then, didn't see a lot of time. And he did catch a touchdown pass, though, in the Week 18 game from Tanner McKee, if I remember correctly. So he does have a score. He got some live snaps there in the pros. So that'll certainly help him along. But Anais was one of my favorite picks in the draft last year. He has good speed. He's a good, like, gadget guy. Super, super dangerous after the catch. When he gets going, he can make some plays. He's good on crossing patterns. He can really do some damage in the middle of the field. And I think that if he gets his body checks out health-wise, and he has the confidence that he could do it, because it really did look like he was shaken mentally for a little bit last summer. But he gets his, it sounds like his mind is right, his body is right, and I'm really looking forward to Anaya Smith making some noise in training camp, and we'll see what happens. I think he can do enough to make this roster. I'm a big fan of his, coming from college and watching a lot of his A&M stuff, and I'm really excited to see what kind of creative things the Eagles can do with him. So I think Anais has a good chance to make the roster here. Now, when you get to the sixth guy, I came down to two. There's two guys. There's Johnny Wilson, and there's Danny Gray. And I'm giving the ever slightest edge to Johnny Wilson simply because he played in 16 games last season, and the Eagles love his size as a blocker. And that's really where the pros end for me. He's not a receiving threat, can't catch the ball. We saw in the Super Bowl, Hurts threw to him, and he like spiked the ball with two hands to the ground. I hope he was on the jugs machine this summer to try and help that along. But when you look at Johnny Wilson, and Sirianni, you know, loves his dirty work guys, and he's one of them. So I think that that gives him the edge. That makes it 50.1% in the favor of Johnny Wilson, and I think Danny Gray has a 49.9% chance of the two of them to outshine Johnny Wilson. Now, colleagues I've spoken to, they have nominated Danny Gray for this year's quote-unquote Paul Turner Award. And for those that aren't familiar with Paul Turner, the training camp star, the guy who shines but doesn't really, you know, do enough to make the team. this, that, and third. And Danny Gray looks like he might be the training camp darling this year. 4.3 speed, really made some good plays in OTAs that made reporters really pay attention to him. And the 49ers drafted him in the third round 3 years ago. So he has the pedigree as well. He's a guy that was, you know, a team spent resources on him. So he did enough to get drafted into the NFL and just hasn't had really an opportunity to show what he can do. But that speed alone can turn some attention. And if Johnny Wilson isn't catching a lot of balls, and like I understand blocking is blocking and you need all the blockers you can get, especially on a run focused team. But Danny Gray, if he shows he can catch and he can get by some guys, he might push for that sixth receiver spot, and Johnny Wilson might be on the outside looking in. Now, how long would Johnny Wilson survive on a practice squad? I don't know. Would the Eagles consider carrying seven receivers? I highly doubt it. But I think that last spot will come down to Danny Gray and Johnny Wilson. So those are the six guys I think we will see on the wide receiver depth chart when the final 53 is released. You have A.J. Brown, you have Devontae Smith, you have Jahan Dotson, you have Terrace Marshall Jr., you have Anaya Smith. And I'm going to say Johnny Wilson, but come back to me like a week into camp and maybe my answer will be different. But the receiving group is as talented as they come. The Eagles have one of the best duos in the league with AJ and Devontae. They go neck and neck with the Jamar Chase and the T. Higgins. They go neck and neck with the Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison's. Now everybody's talking about Puka, Devontae Adams. And now you have Pickens and CeeDee Lamb here and a bunch of other stuff. But when it comes to elite pass catching duos, you better mention the Eagles and AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. Training camp kicks off next week. We will continue to break down positions as we get closer to camp here. Thank you guys for checking out this episode. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show. Can't thank you guys enough for listening, subscribing, and all the support you guys show across all my social media stuff. It does mean the world to me. I will catch you guys on the next episode. But until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.